What up, everyone? Thank you for listening to the last episode of the Maui, Hawaii. I know you guys heard I was ranting a little bit. I just don't like the way this country's being run, period. Again, we're helping Ukraine out. Why aren't we helping our own people? Homeless people in California. Homeless people in Oregon. People breaking into fucking buildings and shit. I mean, come on, guys. Park my French. Going back to Maui, I want to just cover this real fast. I'm going to talk about fantasy football. My last year's record, 7-7. And the players I had and the players I have this year. It's an improvement. We're going to talk fantasy. We're going to talk about Oprah and The Rock. What's going on here, guys? Okay? This isn't political. But they're both Democrats. The Rock is from the island, right? They asked for donations. Wait a minute, isn't Oprah a billionaire? Really? A billionaire asking for donations. Rock is worth $500 million, almost a billion. Together, they're like worth $2.3 billion or something like that. It's insane. They can help out every single person in that island and still be rich. Literally. They could give at least $50,000 to $100,000 to each and every native in that island and still be rich. But they want to help. Let me play this clip for you. Just let me know how this disingenuous this is. Or is it genuine? You let me know.
Right now, that money is going to go to one of many residents who have been displaced in Maui. We guarantee.
That's right. I know a lot of people out there, as Oprah and I have been finding, are just having a hard time trusting where the money goes, what organizations are they sending money to, how can I help? In this case, the fund that we created with a lot of hard work from a lot of hardworking people who all care about these people of Maui, as Oprah was saying, it is a clean, direct.
Okay, that is enough. The People's Fund of Maui, yes, with this little organization they're asking for. Okay, Oprah, you have many, many friends that are millionaires, including Hillary, including Bill Cosby, including all your friends that you have that are millionaires. Brock, you have Hollywood. Okay, you have Hollywood that you know. You can ask Kevin Hart. That's your buddy, right? You can ask, who else can you ask that's your buddy? You can ask Vin Diesel. I don't know if he likes you, though. You can ask him. All those people, y'all put y'all money together and help these people in Maui. Okay? This country's been bad shape. Nobody's got money like that, man. Nobody got money. I did donate a little bit of to Maui through my through Uber. Uber asked me, and I did donate some money. But y'all, I'ma donate some money to y'all, and y'all are millionaires. I mean, how much? I mean, come on, man. Straight up, come on. Why would you do that? You act like you. And by the way, Oprah owns a lot of land in Maui. She owns an island, and her house didn't burn down. Her house is perfectly fine. So don't go out there and try to be like, oh yeah, donate. You rich as heck, Oprah. You by yourself are a billionaire. So how, you see, that's the thing about this country. I don't understand how they could be millionaires and just people be poor. Just people homeless. Like, there's something wrong here. Did you know that in China, there's not one homeless person? They put them in concentration camps? Now, I'm not saying I do love my freedom. But if they can do something like some type of program to help these people out. Especially people that have the natural disasters. Over there in Florida, same thing happening. And some in California with the storms. Lost their homes, you know? 1,000 people missing. This country needs to shape up. Or if not, we're gonna be one of those countries that are asking for help. This, you know, and when you got billionaires that live here, it's just really crooked, y'all. Really crooked. It's like, wow, you gotta ask for help? You're gonna ask for help, but you're not gonna help anybody else out. Like, I don't get it. They said they're gonna donate 10 million. Like, nah. The thing is, I see it. I went into that website, and it's like 500 million already that that people have donated. Who though? Had the Hollywood friends donated? Oprah, you can give out a $1 billion on your own, and you'll still be rich. We see how rich people are. They're greedy, man. They're greedy. Changing the subject. Look into the story. Tell me what you think. The backlash people are talking about, TikTok, it's all over the news. I'm covering it a little late. This happened last week when they were asking for money. I was like, are you serious? Oprah's asking for money? Wow. How about you ask Biden to help? You voted for him. How about you ask Biden? Oprah, you funded his campaign. Or Rock, excuse me. Go ask Biden to help. What you doing? You see? I mean, I'm just saying. I think that Oprah and Trump used to be friends. I don't know what happened there. You know, I like myself. I voted for Ron Paul back in the day. I wanted Ron Paul to win. And that shit didn't happen because there's always just two parties. It's not independent and Green Party, you know, it's just... You know, other parties, it just doesn't happen here in this country for some reason. Really, really lopsided. I love my country, but man, right now we're in bad shape. And the only way we can change this is if we come together. You know what I'm saying? Screw the left, screw the white, the right. We come together. You know, for the people. We come together and make sure that these people that have money help. You know? All right, changing the subject. Changing the subject. I digress. I went a little into detail, but that kind of pissed me off when you have millionaires, billionaires asking for money when they got money. Like, that shit doesn't make any sense at all. And the bad part is that people that lost their lands and stuff, how are they going to get it back? They're not getting any help. And the army took forever to get, the military took forever to get there. Like, 2 weeks or something to get there. Well, they should have been there right away. They're not too far from there. Anyways, I digress. I want to talk about fantasy. Fantasy football. Fantasy football. And I came in sixth last year. All because I had Montgomery as my running back. He got hurt. Devontae Williams, he got hurt. I didn't have any running backs. It was 14 people in the league, so it was kind of slim pickings. And these guys knew what they were doing. They had a bunch of receivers and a bunch of running backs, so that didn't help. And I was making a comeback. I won my first game, lost my second and third, and then I started making some traction. I won like three in a row, and then I beat the second place guy. So my team wasn't bad. It's just I just couldn't get any production from it. My quarterback was Josh Allen, and I had Justin Jefferson. Those were my main two, and I had Garrett Wilson. He was a rookie. I had who else did I have? I had some other players on it, and it don't matter. I lost. You know what I mean? I couldn't find a tight end. I had Cole. What's his name? Clemp. From the Bears, he couldn't do nothing. I did pick up Kareem. I think I did pick up Kareem Hunt. He did help, but man, it was just tough for me, man. I just couldn't get any traction on my team. It was 7-7. I was making a comeback, and I just broke even 500. But this season is different, y'all. I got as my running back, I got my two running backs. Let me break it down here so I can show y'all what I'm working with. My quarterback is Jalen Hurts. Let's go. All right, let's go. Let me see here where my team is at. Where my team. And today's the first game, y'all. It's the Chiefs. I got Jamar Chase as my receiver. I got, what am I doing here? Okay, why did it get me out of that page? Wait a minute here. Where's my team? Okay, here we go. I got, My team. Okay. What the heck is going on here? Okay, here we go. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, Jamar Chase. I have C. Ola from the New Orleans receiver. I got Joe Gibbs, Jamari Gibbs, running back, rookie. I got Dobbins, running back for the... And then I got... Njoku. I got him. I got Pacheco. I got Delvin Cook. I got Dotson. I got Brandon Cooks. I got Irvin Smith. I don't know why I drafted that tight end. That was my mistake. I got Perrine. And then I got E. Mitchell. So I'm excited. My defense is New Orleans. And my kicker is the guy from the Chargers, Dicker. Kicker, his name is Dicker. Shit rhymes, don't it? You'd be like, Kicker Dicker. Kicker Dicker. Kicker Dicker. So I think I got a D. It's a full PPR. I got a D minus as my report card. I'm like, man, y'all could at least give me a B. I ain't got no scrubs, man. Shoot, Jalen Hurts, he was big last year. He's going to be bigger this year. And Jamar Chase, oh, come on, man. T. Higgins is also good. So I got Gibbs playing tonight, and then I got Pacheco. So I was able to get Pacheco. This is the same league, but it was so many people. It's 20 people that we had to break it up into two. So we got 10-10. And it's gonna happen. We're gonna have the first game today. It's gonna be the Chiefs and the Detroit Lions are playing tonight, Thursday night football. I'm excited to see how my players produce. And they stay healthy, I think I could go far. If they stay, they will stay. I'm gonna put it out there. They will stay healthy and I will go to the end. So the way we're having it is we're going to have the playoffs, and then the last, the winner of both teams, they'll somehow be able to face off each other and, win the money, you know, the pot. But I didn't know a lot back in the days. I mean, I'm a football fan, but it's just like some people, there's so much details. I got to give out a shout out to my friend Chad. Man, he knows his football and some of the people I work with. And Nick, got to give a shout out to Nick. They are both Knicks. They both know how to like mess with it. Like, man, I don't know. Like, This was me. I used to like draft a quarterback right off the back, and I was like, you're supposed to be like running back, receiver, receiver, or running back, receiver, back and forth, or tight end, then pick a quarterback. But now it used to be mostly half PPR, but now it's full PPR. So I remember drafting Carson Wentz like the first round. For some reason, I was like, I should have just drafted a running back. I was horrible at that. But I was still able to win games. And I was trying to kind of maneuver, you know, how to draft it. But I did have one of my teams, I did have Michael Vick. He did pretty well, actually, because he also runs. But I've never been able to win it off. Came like in third. I came in seventh, sixth. And I came in, the best one I think was third that I came in. But this season I feel pretty confident. I think I can go far and win this thing. You know, I like the Jalen Hurts, man. I had to get him. I was like, man, I was kind of like, should I wait to the third round? Because my other friend, he drafted Mahomes in the first round. I was like, oh, that was bold. Someone else drafted Kelsey in the first round, the first pick. He drafted Kelsey. Travis Kelsey, right? Yeah, the tight end for. So I'm excited to see how it is. People do that and bet money, man. They bet big money. Sometimes people put in like $100 or some shit. That shit comes out to $1,000. Or sometimes people put in $500. Sometimes people put in $1,200. Like, it depends, you know, if you know your football. I wanted to get A.J. Brown. I couldn't get him. I wanted to get Joe Mixon. And I also wanted to get, Cup. Cup got taken. McCaffrey. I was a fifth pick, and I went with Jamar Chase. I was amazed that he was available because some people had him high, you know. So I was able to do that. I wanted Justin Jefferson. I had him last year. He was like the most consistent one in my team, boy. I tell you. He got me like always 25, 20 points, 15, 16. So whoever has him this year, you know, they're going to do good. They're going to do well with him because he's young. He's only 24 years old. He's going to get better. He's just going to get better. I mean, he's already good. So as he gets older, he's going to get better. So that's my fantasy. You know, I hope y'all have good teams in y'all's. You know, if y'all listen, if y'all play fantasy football, you know, to do a little, you know, drop a comment, reply, you know, see who your team, what do you got, you know, and what you're working with. Well, how many teams in your league? Is it full PPR or half PPR? But I'm excited, y'all. Lastly, I was watching the documentary Painkiller with oxycodone. The actor Matthew Broderick comes out in it, and he plays this guy named Sackler, which is the Sackler family who created oxycodone and addicted a lot of Americans. And a lot of people died off of it and got sued, and it was ugly. They were able to manipulate the FDA, and they were able to... I'm only on episode one, but I'm already thinking, like, this is a good freaking... it's not a documentary. It's an actual movie. It's a reenactment of it. I guess it would be, like, what, a biopic or a bio series? But it's actually pretty good. I mean, it's kind of sad because people that get hurt, you never know. You know, and then get unhooked on it. Or people in Vicodin. Like, that's another a drug, you know, oxycodone and opioids. On my podcast, I talked to Hulan, and he talks about it. So go back, Hulan Reed, he was a Marine. Go back to it and listen to it. He talks about oxycodone, and he talks about, like, the repercussions of it, how he used to work as a counselor to help some of these people that are on it, oxycodone and Vicodin and Percocet, like those drugs. Like, now you have people selling it illegally, you know, like under the table, and people get hooked on it, and it's sad, you know. They sell their house. It's like crack, pretty much. You can't think straight, you know, and of course it fucks up your liver. And it's sad because the way this country is built on pharmaceuticals is, like, we get the runaround. Like, well, you subscribe to this, you know, this is what you prescribe to, you know. And some, instead of natural medicine, they don't want natural medicine because there's no money in it. That's the bad part about your health, you know. And also, things happen. People get into accidents, people fall down, like, things happen every day, and when that happens, they're salivating at money, at, you know, they're like, oh, wow, this, I can get this person, you know. And it's just, it's really sad that it turns out that way, and it shouldn't be that way. It should be to where you get taken care of, you know. You should be, this is what you can do, and versus take these 500 milligrams, and you're fine. Now you break your leg, here's, like, painkillers. And actually, I had a friend that got hooked on Vicodin and wasn't thinking straight and robbed a bank and got killed. Like, you know, it's just on that. So that, I didn't want to watch it because I knew about it, but I started watching it, and it's very deep. So when you get a chance, it's on Netflix. It's called Painkiller. So check it out when you get a chance. Okay, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Drive Podcast. Tune into the next episode. Okay. Thank you for listening to the last one, Maui. And peace, and y'all be good. All right, y'all. Peace.